All right, it's time to begin our rehabilitation.
If I had a persona, it would be Frog Prince.
They said that they were chased out of the forest by the humans. Wait, Frog Prince? We don't know anything about this Frog Prince. The Frog Prince is an inventory item, for all we know.
I love him, though.
Oh, wait, that's a person next to us. Maybe that's the Frog Prince. I don't know.
Who's walking right now?
I guess just a generic fairy that doesn't deserve a face. They said that they were chased out of the forest by the humans, and then they drifted down to our island. So the humans are to blame. Nope, the dwarves were just lying to you. Maybe don't believe the people that invade your homeland. I don't know. Because of you humans, our village, our friends, have been made victims. Why can't humans live in harmony with nature? Why do you continue to act the way you do? Don't you see what the outcome of your choices will be in the future? Why? Why? I don't know. Maybe don't believe people that invade your town. Maybe have a second opinion ever. Razzly, you're a fairy, so come back to us. You don't have to be with those humans. I guess this is Razzly.
Oh, I forgot about Razzly. Yeah, we saved Razzly from the Hydra, I think, right?
I thought we got Razzly out of a cage in the librarian. Didn't the sexy librarian have someone in a cage?
That was like the Flumph or whatever. Oh. That was like the weird animal mascot one.
The elephant bear or whatever.
Sorry, I can't return to the village. I'm still a fairy.
What does that mean?
But I'm also friends with Sergi and the others, too. I can't betray them by coming back.
Oh, she's saying she's still a fairy, as in she can't return to the village, but she's not betraying her fairy heritage. She just also can't betray us. Okay.
Sis, forgive me. I'm leaving this island. We've caused so much trouble for everybody. There's no way I can stay here now. Oh no, I'm voicing two fairies. Wait, says Rosetta.
I can voice Rosetta for now. Let's see. Give this to Razzly. Okay, her portrait has her wearing a blue hat, but then the character going around is in red or something. Oh wait, no. This is the person that passed off the item. See, they don't have a portrait anymore. This is from Rosetta to you. Take it with you. I guess the other one, Rosetta, is leaning against the tree there, maybe.
Oh, yeah, that looks right, yeah.
Okay, so we got a wisp cape. This island is your home, now and forever. When you have settled your feelings, come back to us. Your big sis will always be waiting for you here.
Sis.
And then Razzly says, what's it, Nason? Is that the word I'm looking for?
Onesha. Yeah, I think so.
Please, look after my sister. Although it is a hard farewell now, time shall heal the pain of our wounded hearts.
So, I think in this game, any character with a portrait is like, there's a hypothetical where you got them as a party member, right?
Yeah, I guess. Okay, so...
Hi-ho tank defeated. Yeah, now we have to go to Mount Pyre, another world.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Oh, the Hermit Hideout. It's been a while, but there was a fire there that we have to ice breath on it.
Okay. I'm gonna try this lily pad here. I think there's a treasure chest that we didn't get. Is this... We can climb... Again, what can you climb or not climb? It doesn't make sense.
PS1 games.
Yeah. And that's why I like plain rectilinear pixel art on the Super Nintendo. Because at least you can usually tell what things are. Which is not to say that the games were perfect, and there's definitely some spots in Final Fantasy 4 and 5 and 6 that are kind of fucked, and you should be able to tell that something is something, but actually they don't give you any hints, but whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few spots where it's like, walk towards the camera, that's how you do it. No second thoughts? Then let's head back to the village. Yeah, let's head back to the village. You sure? Then let's go home.
Okay. Let's go back to the village.
That was a pretty wild 100 gold. Remember, theoretically, we paid 100 gold to do all this.
That was well worth the price, I think.
Okay, now, in the other world, we go to a place, did you say, to put out a fire?
Yeah, we gotta go back to the hermit hideout. He was that old guy we met. He's like, Serge, I have to tell you about the plot. And we said, I'm gonna not play for 5 months, sorry. And now I don't remember what he said about the plot.
Yep. That probably sounds about the like...
dragons. We have to meet the dragon for a reason. We know Lynx is a bad guy.
The cat.
But I don't know if we remember why.
The cat is bad?
The cat is bad.
Okay.
Bad cat. Cat is one of the best Star Fox characters.
You know what?
And she's underutilized.
I do like how much that the way we transition between the worlds is to like invoke a Kingdom Hearts visual effect. And
yeah,
drop between worlds onto like a glowing Disney gear.
Brett, put the song in.
Yeah, put the song in, Brett.
Only a little bit though. I feel like you'll get slapped for that one.
Oh, I put in my episode of the Pass Along Pod, I put a lot of songs.
As long as it's like a small chunk, you're fine, right?
I put in basically the whole song.
That's really funny. It's probably fun.
Like during the battles, I replaced the battle music with other tense musics from other video games.
But, very good.
Yeah, just don't. We're not talking to Sony or Nintendo about what happened there.
I'm like half tempted now. You're giving me ideas. So I think it was northeast.
Sky Dragon Isle.
Oh my god, how many dragons are there?
There's a lot of them, apparently.
I worry that from
first
memory,
Dragon Isle. Well,
I think there might be six dragons. I hope it's four, but I think there might be six.
Oh my gosh. Hermit's Hideaway. Okay.
I kind of wish, like, in some ways, I think if this game was just, like, more traditional, I would like it more. Which feels bad to say, because I want to respect people for trying things outside the box.
So here's one bit that's a little odd. Like, we get in the boat, and then we go under the ground, and then, like, there's only one spot on this island.
Like, that is a bit weird.
Just when we push A on our little boat, like, put us on the thing, you know? Does that make sense? Is that a reasonable demand of these game devs? The ground here is hot. Vegetation won't be able to grow.
Yeah, where the ground is hot is where we have to do with the breath. So wherever we got that message. Yeah, I think it might have been on the grass more.
Oh, wait. Maybe it's this patch? Yeah. The ground has cooled down. Vegetation can grow here again.
I think we had to grow something here. Do we have a seed? I have a guide. Why am I not looking at my fucking guide?
Why are you not
Oh. Wow. I'm sorry. I didn't fully read the section. It just said, this will allow you to recruit a character later on. Never mind. We have to go to Mount Pyre.
Okay.
This was a total aside because I didn't read far enough ahead.
Grumble.
We plant a thing and maybe get a cool plant guy. And he's like, hi, I'm a pumpkin man.
We have a character made of bones and we have a character made of meat. So it does follow that we would be able to have a character made of plants. I see where you're going with that.
When you say meat, do you just mean all of the humans?
I mean Kid and Serge are made of meat, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, I was just double checking. I was like, or am I forgetting, like, we got, like, a beef jerky man?
Well, let's see. I don't know how we can change party members or whatever to look at our full party list. But yeah, I bet one of them is made of meat.
We have a cool vampire scientist lady.
Oh, yeah, we got her.
Did we get Flumph or whatever? I can't remember. Oh, I think Mount Pyre is on the main island, I think.
That looks like a mountain.
It could be. It could be.
Okay, we got Arnie Village.
I don't know if we, like, get in. Oh, maybe it's from, like, the north part.
Okay. Let's go back to our little boat.
Oh, I think we have to, if we go through that pass, we could... Or can we just land on the north bit?
I think we might be able to land on the north bit. Let's find out.
Oh, probably in Terminus? Termina.
Termina. Hi, Chris and Hanny. How you doing?
We can't not make that joke every time.
You gotta make it every time. Well, maybe by the time this comes out, they'll be on a third game. Who knows?
Yeah. Maybe I'll have convinced Hanny to play Nier. I want Hanny to cry at Nier. That's my long-term goal.
My long-term goal is for you to cry at Xenoblade Chronicles 3.
Oh, I probably will. One day.
Two and three both have a few scenes that'll really just hit you right in the stomach. And you'll be like, oh, I can't believe they did this to me.
I guess my real goal is to finish Vampire the Masquerade.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. So, here's the thing, Ryan.
So, I don't think that's the mount. I think that was the dragon place where Kid gets stabbed in the opening. Is the mount that, like, top right? Do we actually have to boat to it? There was, like, a smoking tiny thing. Maybe it's, like, a tiny mountain.
That's the Shadow Forest.
Because, okay, so the guide says Mount Pyre is located on the eastern side of the main island.
Okay. Well...
Oh, wait, is there a picture? Oh, yeah, okay, we have to get back in the boat. We can't walk there.
Oh, of course.
God damn it.
We can't walk.
God damn it. Okay, and it'll be called Pyre Shore.
Once long this ago, is kind I of played an good old... video games. You know, last Monday, I'd been playing Chrono Trigger with my friend Victoria, and then we didn't play since like May of last year or something like that. And then just last Monday, we played the first time that we'd played in forever, and we like beat Magus's castle. And you know, Chrono Trigger is a good video game.
That's a good video game.
Although actually Magus's castle is probably, I feel, one of the least good sequences. That's like, okay, yes. I just don't like it.
The finale, I think, makes up for it in spades, though. Like, it's when you're walking down that thing, and the candles are lighting up, and that, like, droning hum, it's so good.
Well, actually, I don't like the hum. I want the music to have a little bit more to it, not just hold a note forever, you know?
Oh, that's fair. Oh, hey, that thing happened. We got FF12. We're at 1 HP.
Why do we have 1 HP?
So it's fine because I don't think it can kill us. But the thing I read said, make sure you're stocked up on capsules and ointments. And it says something about freezing lava. So I'm assuming we're taking area damage because I don't think we froze the lava yet.
Oh, because we're walking in the lava.
Yeah.
Okay. We're not supposed to walk in the lava, theoretically.
Oh, I like this. It's like Barbazu, man. He's very cool. He's just a big, fat fire demon. But when they're wounded, they kind of, like, they get a little sleepy. Yeah, I want to get to the bit. Now I need to search
now,
through
hold on.
Discord
when you say,
to see where Brett said the bit was.
When you say the bit, is this like, in general, there's supposed to be an incident that will excite us, or is there like a specific moment that we're looking for?
Yes, right. But I don't know when it happened.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember what channel it would have been that Brett mentioned it.
Well, Discord has never had a problem with there being too many channels and threads to keep track of, so don't worry.
Yeah, and it definitely doesn't have a search that's kind of shit.
Okay, so we're supposed to push Y and then use Ice Breath?
That sounds right. Yeah. Okay, I just gotta do from Brett. No, wait, that's not right. From Skeleton House. Chronocry. Enter.
Oh, you know what favorite part of today's episode that we were talking about just came out is? It had the original Skeleton House theme at the start.
Oh, I forget.
It's like a special episode. It's not a game episode, so it's not a game theme. It's just that original.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember liking that tune, but I don't
it's
remember
a good
how it
tune.
Goes.
It's like
it's
a
good.
Da 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 do do do.
Oh,
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Wait, I saw you at some point say anyone who likes Blue Lady can get in on an episode of the Chrono Cross season. Oh, we were talking about Mass Effect. Okay.
Yeah. Well, anybody that likes Blue Lady can get in on an episode of this Chrono Cross season. Apparently, I gotta stand
That's
by
true.
My word.
That's canon.
That's canon.
You know, in a sense, it's like not the worst thing that we took such a long break because, they're, like, only halfway through Chrono Trigger right now.
Yeah. Hey, if we manage to struggle long enough, then Sea of Stars will come out, and we can play Sea of Stars instead.
Yeah. I think I looked at that one. Sea of Stars.
There's a person that I know that is fanatically devoted to Chrono Trigger, and she is pretty big on Sea of Stars, so I'm sure she's looked at it more than either of us have, so I'm gonna trust her that it's probably gonna be pretty cool.
Yeah, looking at this trailer on Steam, I see a fishing minigame. Good game confirmed. Honestly, it looks fantastic, though. The art's really pretty, and the animations are very, very nice. Well, that's neat. Yeah, this one and that other one you mentioned, that one also looked quite good.
Oh, hey! It's Salt! Y'all remember Salt?
Oh, Salt and Pepper.
Ah, they're really here! This time, let's shake it to them for sure.
Yes, I'll do my best, Pepper!
Let's shake it. Get ready!
To shake it, as Pepper would say!
I miss these guys. They were our first wipe, I think.
Yeah, could be.
One of, at least.
This time we shall not be beaten. I shall blow them to pieces with one of those powerfully powerful elements you brought me, Pepper.
You mean one of those summoning elements? Now we're shaking.
How tragically tragic. I hate to tell you this, Pepper, but I just remembered that I lost the summoning element I had with me.
What do you mean you lost it? Don't tell me you dropped it or your dog ate it or some other stupid excuse like that. You're asking for a god darn shaking.
I'm not that stupidly stupid, you know, Pepper. Actually, if you must know, that centipede monster in the Hydra Marsh has stole it from me. And I was enjoying that excitingly exciting expedition up until then, too.
What do you mean a centipede monster stole your element? What, he snuck up behind you and picked all your pockets with hundreds of legs or something?
No, Papa. When I say stole, I don't mean that he picked my pockets or anything like that. I mean he took it from me by laying a trap element in which my element got caught.
What in Spice's name are you talking about? Would you kindly explain to me what a shaking trap element is?
Well, it's difficult to explain in words, Pepper, so I will give you a demonstration. I will lay a trap in front of you, Pepper, and then get you to use one of your special elements.
All right, let's give it a go.
10-4, Pepper!
Them okay. Using Salt and Pepper to do combat tutorials is so funny to me.
It's funny.
It's long-winded.
Like weird. Yeah, it's long-winded. Now you see how I took your element there, Pepper? I used a trap element designed exclusively to capture black hole elements. You see, each trap element only works on one kind of element. They can't capture any elements other than the ones that they were designed to capture. See? Okay, so we've got this Salt and Pepper thing, right? But then did you hear that thing that he just described? That there's trap cards and there's like 8 elements, so there's 8 types of trap cards and all that shit? Who wants that? Who wants that? I don't. The game mechanics themselves are terrible.
Shaking. I see what you mean about having your summoning element stolen there. All right, now I understand. So you can give me back my black hole element now.
I'm sorry, did I say 8? I mean, probably freaking 18 like Pokemon. Oops, I should have told you. I can't give it back to you. You can't get that element back again unless another monster is silly enough to have its element captured.
Huh? Well, I guess it doesn't matter, seeing as you've got your hands on it now. So, why don't you hurry up and use that element you just trapped on the enemy? Come on, what are you waiting for? Huh?
You know, you can't use an element until you have equipped it properly, so we'll have to wait until after this battle is over before we can re-equip it and use it.
Oops! What?
Oh, wow, I can't hold my breath that long.
I actually have to fast forward the game.
What did you just say?
Why the hell did you do you always have to be so damn stupid? That does it. You're in for a real shaking now.
I'm sorely sorry, Pippa. Please don't hit me too hard.
Okay.
Yeah, like I think that their role of like they show up to fuck you up but have to explain game mechanics to each other is kind of funny. But
I think that's funny. I just want the game mechanics that go with it to be better. Like, I either be simpler or make me never have to think about it. Like, if yeah. It's a whole bunch of complicated stuff and I never personally have to think about it somehow, then I guess I wouldn't mind that. Just don't explain it to me directly. There's, like, a lot of stuff going on. Again, Xenoblade Chronicles 3 is my example. There's so much shit going on in that game. I never paid one instant of attention to it. I just turned the game to easy mode, and I just let them auto-fight their way to victory.
That is, as I get older, I am more receptive to easy modes. I don't use them all the time, but there's a lot more times now where I'm like, I don't want to have to learn a new game.
Well, okay, so the other end of the spectrum, I would put, there's like Dragon Quest XI, or like Mother 3, or like West of Loathing, where there is a relatively small number of actions that you can take to shift battles in your favor. And so you can make sense of what all of your options are, basically, you know? I mean, you're a big Mother 3 proponent, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Never finished it because, you know, the struggles with the archival process making the main mechanic of that game a bit eh. Maybe you're not familiar with that. The archival process made certain rhythm aspects not work as intended, at least in my experience.
The rhythm aspects don't matter at all.
Mm.
Like, you literally don't need to do combo. If you get a combo, it's a bonus damage, but, like, my brother just mashed A every time it was fight action or whatever, and sometimes a combo happened, and it didn't matter that a combo didn't happen. You can just win every fight without combos.
Ah, maybe I should go back to those archives at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. Just play it and don't worry about getting the combos or not. That's my advice. I think it was Friday, we finished the game.
Oh.
We finished the game.
With the Troy method. Mash A and hope for
just
the best.
Just mash A and hope for the best. Hi, Troy. And
Brett, pipe it in.
Yeah, pipe it in, Brett. Now, I will say that, like you have to use your spells properly and stuff. It's just your individual fight actions don't need the combo bonuses. You just play it like it's Earthbound, and you can beat it. Pepor. Shake it out of here!
Pepor!
Okay, so...
Goodbye. Do you think that the fire dragon's gonna be super cute?
You
think it'll be a cool frog? Like a cool fire frog?
I think it's not gonna be a fire frog. I'm thinking it's gonna be more like a lizard. I'm thinking it's gonna have like a frill going along its back. and like frilly spiky bits. That's what I'm thinking.
That's good. Also, what the fucking Crash Bandicoot is this?
It's like, I would describe it as like a werecougar instead of a werewolf. It's like a werecougar.
Yeah.
Or like a were mountain lion.
A frilly lizard dragon. I'm in. Or if it's like just like a big salamander. I'm super in if it's a big salamander.
I'm definitely thinking something spikier. You know what? I forgot we can turn off encounters.
Oh, that's good. I was not feeling them today.
Yeah.
Oh, I found a post from June 7th.
Yeah?
You added Brett. There was a Chrono Crossing last night, and we're not sure if we'll finish the game, honestly.
Oh, no.
It's so funny to me. And then Ben was like, what? Why not? How far in are you? Why don't you think you'll finish? And then he tagged Hanny, and he's like, tag in to preach about CC. And you're like, well, we took about 5 minutes to get bored and have Ariab open a guide. and then when auto-battling a boss, Ryan had to go do a thing, and so I read a book out loud, and that was better than the game!
Yeah.
R.I.P., but then you're like, really good book, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it must have been a pretty good... I mean, I wouldn't have read many books that weren't amazing, so...
I think the scene you were reading, I referenced to somebody, like, recently. Like, it stuck with me. I think it was the one of, like, dealing with, like, a kind of SCP-style...
Oh, like, there is no anti-memetics division. That would be the one, yeah.
Yeah, and it was, like, the scene where she's having the meeting and the thing is behind her.
Yeah.
The memory-eating thing. It was a good scene.
That's a really good scene. So that's actually, that particular one is licensed. Okay, we're just gonna fight you, asshole. Get
out of our way.
Get fought. That particular novel is Creative Commons licensed because it's based off of like Creative Commons share alike, so it's also Creative Commons. So I wanted to do like an audiobook type thing of it. But I've never, like, sat down to go do it. There's always so many projects, you know?
Yeah.
The thing that I was most interested in making an audiobook of was actually, like, the first novel that author wrote. And then, like, I messaged them and they're like, no, I'm trying to get, like, a book deal on this, so I don't want anyone else making it. You could do the anti-memetics division. I'm like... All right, I'll think about it. And then I never ended up doing it. But it's a thing that I could eventually do.
That's pretty cool. It's always cool when someone's at the level where you can like directly ask them questions.
Ryan, why can't I go look like, at this? Look at this. What's going on here? Why can't I go up this hill?
Why can't we go up this hill? That's weird.
Nothing makes sense. This is a PlayStation game.
PS1 games.
Okay.
Is there any greater pain than navigating a PS1 game?
No. That's actually the best part about the Final Fantasy VII Remake, is just having a world where you can kind of understand where you can go or not.
Well, that's the second best part. The best part is Jesse.
Yeah, the best part is Jesse.
The extreme fleshing out of Jesse, 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
The cowardice of not having a kiss Jesse button, 0 to 10 shit game.
Yeah. Make a better version, Square Enix. So we found a magma bomb. Whatever that means.
It's like a bomb full of magma.
Yeah, but do we use it to blow up something with the power of magma?
I bet you, it is a combat item that we won't use.
You know what sucked about Final Fantasy VII Remake? Those fights took way too long. And, like, the road sequences. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so...
Just disgusting.
I've had some conversations about FF7 Remake that really surprised me, because to me, that combat system kind of sucks. Every enemy is an HP sponge, and it's not super fun.
Yeah.
And yet, I have had conversations where multiple people have told me it is one of their favorite combat systems, and they hope that FF games continue to do it going forward. And I to me, it's one of my least favorite combat systems I've ever played, and it's probably why I never ended up finishing the remake. I really don't like that combat. It's just, everything is a fucking HP sponge. Every boss fight is like a half hour. Like, I'm not huge on it.
It's not good. But what's particularly bad is, like, the road sequences. Because, like, moving around on the road and, like, doing the attacks and stuff is just so slow and horrible. Like,
yeah.
Like on the episode of, like, the final few fights, I cut, like, literally 15 minutes of audio out of the episode because the fight took that long. It was just ridiculous.
That is fucking wild. That is so, like...
I don't...
Because, like, I stopped... Where did I stop? I stopped, I think, like, just a bit before... Horny Town.
The Wall Market thing?
Yeah, I stopped like just a bit before Wall Market, I'm pretty sure, last time I was playing. I've started that game 3 times, and I just, like, I inevitably bounce off of it. I think it's just, I hate that combat. And also, they flesh out a bunch of characters, which then makes me sad the closer I get to that thing that happens.
The thing that happens. Have you tried, again, just playing it on easy mode? Because on easy mode, stuff has basically an appropriate amount of hit points, it feels like.
I think next time, I was going to wait till maybe the second one's out, and then, or at least not out, but closer to out. And then, yeah, I'm just going to stick it on easy, I think. But anyhow, we see a thing. I'm hoping it's a dragon.
It
but
looks
Kit
like,
says,
I think it's the dragon, and I think it's got the spikes that I predicted.
Yeah, it kind of looks like how you said it would, if this is the dragon. What's that? It looks stuck. Oh, he's big compared to the other. Kobolds!
Hey, lad, want to challenge me to a fight? Come on, what do you say?
Yo, okay. I'm suddenly back in.
We got a little kobold with a spear. It's Meepo. He's here to fight.
Meepo just ran up and said, "Hey, let's scrap. Throw down, idiot." He's cute too. This is a very cute design.
Ryan, have you watched much Letterkenny?
Not enough, but yes.
Okay. Well, season 11 recently came out over Christmas. If you're not caught up on Letterkenny, I would I'd give it a watch.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is good to know. Yeah, Letterkenny is very, let's just say I definitely have met many people that are just the people in the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is very accurate to life.
In season 11, there's an episode where flavors, like chip flavors, like that's the subject of the whole episode. And so when I watched that with my mom, and then when we went to the store, we were like, I wonder if we can really get all dressed chips, and like they didn't have them here. So I went to Amazon, and they did offer to sell me some all dressed chips via a store that imports foods from Canada. I guess they're an extremely Canadian-only flavor to get all-dressed chips. So I ordered one, and then it's like, it will arrive sometime between, like, February 27th and March 3rd.
Mmm. Yeah, chip flavors get wild out here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't think we have any weird... American chip flavors are just going to be a subset of the Canadian chip flavors. We don't do much with chips.
That's kind of lame.
Yeah.
How come America doesn't serve poutine yet, also?
I don't know. Do you guys have the fried cheese melt? at your Denny's's?
I want to say no. It's been a hot minute since I've been to a Denny's.
Okay, so imagine like a diner quality grilled cheese sandwich, right? Like a American cheese squares in a white bread thing, right?
Is American cheese the like the gross cheese?
It's the real thin, like the pre-cut squares that you put on cheeseburgers usually.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah.
So imagine a like a generic grilled cheese sandwich like that. Except we're gonna put mozzarella sticks inside this grilled cheese sandwich.
Okay, I'm in, actually. I'm in.
Serve it with fries, maybe a little marinara sauce, you know.
Hey, not bad, lad. I'm sure I'll see you again.
He's just gonna fuck off after
he's
that.
He's just gone.
Dude just walked up to fight.
See, okay, fought, okay. Chronocross defenders, this is emblematic of everything that I think is wrong with Chronocross, right? So we walk into a room, the camera cuts to the side, and it's like, oh, what's up with that guy? I think he's stuck. And then a totally other guy comes up with no explanation. There's a fight, and then he goes away with no explanation. And in what way has the plot been explained to us or advanced in a sensible way to us?
That's far enough. I'm gonna defend. I think Meepo showing up to kick our ass.
Now, the actual event, I liked the fight versus the Kobold, but it doesn't form a cohesive story. It's just, it's like literally if there was like a deck of random events that they gave to like newbie dungeon masters, and you just start drawing cards and random things happen.
So I can't remember. Is this the hot anime guy?
I think, yeah. Look at that hair. He's got to be a hot anime guy.
We've met him, right?
Yeah. I'm sure he's got like the calm sort of smart like Sesshomaru type voice. Like, so you made it this far, huh, Junior? Like that kind of a voice.
Yeah.
Actually, we can go to the next line. That was his line.
Oh God, were we saying Acacia or?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Acacia Dragoons. Ah, step aside.
Huh. In the name of the Acacia Dragoons, you ain't getting past here.
This will be the end of you all!
I love this man. Have we met Zoa? And Serge, I hate you!
I don't know if we've met Zoa before.
I hate your friends, your mom, your dad, your grandma, your grandpa, your great-grandma, your... I hate them all! I hate you! I despise you! I really, really abhor you!
I somewhat
remember the kid, but I don't remember the kid being this mean.
Looks like she can't stand you. Well then, it's time for you to die.
These fucking goobers! This is a pretty solid rival party. I'm into them. Yeah, we definitely fought the kid in like a library or observatory or mix of both. I think that's where we got some plot stuff of like, oh, the dragon. Also, I think, yeah, I found. Apparently, I think it's like Fort Dragonia should be where shit pops off. Oh, as the little girl attacks us, she screams, I hate you. Oh, and I abhor you. Oh, hot anime boy says, you enjoy pain?
Oh, but Zohar doesn't say anything.
No, he's the stoic one. String phone? The fuck?
Alright, I got another, like 20 minutes. And then I'll have some people showing up. But
that's fine. It's unkind to say, but yeah. I feel the same fatigue, or at least a similar fatigue, that I was getting from Duke Nukem Forever. Or it's like there's some games I can play and record for 4 hours, no problem, and then there are these games where I'm like, 2 hours is like my cap.
Yeah.
And this is unfortunately, well, like, I don't know.
So I think here's the problem, right? if you... They have these cheats added to the game that they've added in the other, like the Final Fantasy remakes and stuff, right? And when you turn on cheat mode and like fast forward through a fight, it doesn't actually speed up the fight. Like what cheat mode should do is like set your strength to max so that every hit kills an enemy. Or like if you're going to speed, if you're going to, the player has said, I don't care about this fight. So like, why are you making them sit through it for 5 minutes?
It should be like an auto win. Like a lot of the like, I know in like RPG Maker, you can just set up a thing that's just like, you win the fight.
Yeah. That actually, I forget what it's called, but I think I've mentioned it before while we were playing Chrono Cross, but there's like this Super Nintendo RPG styled RPG. And when you're in easy mode, you get an ability that just kills everything instantly because why would you give anything less than that?
It is kind of funny too that like the cheat mode, they don't use their spells. So everybody just kind of slaps shit till it dies with their basic combo attacks.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny, but it's not the best.
And you know what? As far as I know, like this is the most sustainable way to fight, because like we have all these elements, but like you use up the elements or something, right? I don't know how magic works in this game.
Yeah, I have no fucking clue. There's the weird field effect thing going on. I don't know.
The field effect, it's certainly bubbly and swirly.
There are colors.
I've seen more meaningful diagrams on the Enterprise D's readouts in Star Trek.
I want to make clear, I am not associated or affiliated with any comments Locathor makes about this game. Just trying to divert some of the comments we will surely receive.
Impossible. There's no way I'd lose. Karsh, it is almost time! Damn it. I'll get even for this.
Nah. What?
Okay.
I don't know what tone that was supposed to be.
So, what the heck? Again, people just show up and fight us and then walk away with no sense as to continuity, as to what we're doing or anything. And then a clown. Okay, Harl? Are we saying Harl? Harley? Harley?
Oh. Yeah, I think Harley. I think we were doing Harley.
Okay.
I liked your Harley voice as well from memory.
What was my Harley voice?
She was very French.
Oh, yeah. If you proceed any further, there will be no turning back, no? Even so, you still wish to go, Sedge? Yeah, we're gonna keep going.
Let's keep going.
We don't understand the consequences of our actions at all, so we'll just do it. I see. I won't stop you, but don't die.
I probably just backflips out of existence sometimes. Oh, wait, we're here?
I guess we're here. This is the part where it pops off, I guess.
I thought we'd have to do a bunch of bullshit to, like, unlock the door to here. I was mistaken, I suppose. Oh, right, that's when Kid got stabbed.
Oh, we stabbed Kid.
Yeah, that was, like, the stinger, I think, at the very start of the game.
So...
is this Fort...
this is Fort Dragonia.
Oh, shit! Okay, yeah, so I guess we save and quit here.
Oh, we're save and quit here?
Yeah, just because you have to go soon, I think.
Oh, yeah, I do. That's fair. I don't think we could... we probably can't fit it in 15 minutes.
But the next... we won't hop to a different game at the start of next session. We will see if this, whatever happens lands with us, and that will determine.
I don't think any possible series of events could convince me. Like, I think there's no way that in one area this game is going to convince me to ignore all of the nonsense I've seen so far and decide that, oh, I want to finish this story.
I think there's three hypothetical timelines I can imagine.
Okay.
I think, at least.
The normal world, the isekai world, and the cat maid world, is it?
Yeah. All three involve a cat maid world, period.
What are the timelines that would convince you? I feel like for historical records purposes.
Okay, yeah. So, one, definitely, if one or both of the worlds gets absolutely fucked up, if we have, like a FF6 ruined world shit, I think that would be like, oh, okay, I want to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. That's one. Another would be if it does play out like that and Kid does fucking die, I am intrigued then of, like, where we go from there. And then, I think if we do, like, a hypothetical party swap, right, where we then completely shift over to, like, Lynx and what Lynx is doing, and then I'd be intrigued to see where that goes.
Okay.
So, I think those are kind of the three timelines where I'm like, oh, okay.
All right, so, my supposition is that the scene that we saw with Kid on the ground and the bloody knife, somehow that's a fake out. Either it's not Surge, it's like a person disguised as Surge and we like walk in on our doppelganger having stabbed Kid, something like that, you know? Or
yeah, I can see that.
Kid's on the ground, but the blood on the knife isn't Kid's blood. It's like some other thing's blood or whatever. And then Kid just gets up and then we fight or whatever. Like, you know, that kind of a fake out. Yeah. But I feel like there's gonna be some sort of fake out element. And then the cat's gonna be there. Lynx?
Yeah.
Lynx
is absolutely going to be there. Yeah, okay. Blinx the Time Cat is going to show up.
And, like, so, like, Kid could be dead at this point in the story, right?
Yes.
So how could we have had a vision of the future where Kid is being stabbed that's so important if Kid could be dead at this point in the story? That part seems strange, unless there's, like, multiple visions you can have of, like, different main party members that you've stabbed. But Kid's in the opening scene, so, like, no matter what...
That's why I'm like, can Kid be dead at this point?
Maybe there's two Kids.
There might be. Because, like, Kid seems so important. Because isn't Kid also in Radical Dreamers?
Yeah, but so is Surge.
I think the person you're playing as is
Surge.
They seem like the main characters.
Not if they can die in the first 10 hours of a 35-hour game.
I'm like, do you think she, like, actually does perma-die there, though?
No, but, like, if we save to fail the height, if she gets stabbed at Fort Dragonia, but she could, like, get killed by poison and then you don't save the Hydra or whatever, right? Isn't it possible for you to not save her when she's in the doctor's place and then she just dies?
Well, you can walk away. I'm just not sure, like, if she dies there or if she does, if there's not just another Kid. Like, I'm not entirely certain. I can't remember if I read how it worked.
What if in Final Fantasy VII, right, you meet a character and then she dies, but then it turns out she has, like, a twin who is just living out in a hut in the woods, and then her twin sister is the one that prevents the meteor. Wouldn't that be a cool story?
To my understanding, that's basically what happened. Okay, now, oh god, Hanny's gonna at me so hard whenever this comes out. Not only for the Chrono Cross stuff, but now I took an accidental, air quotes, accidental shot at 7.
Look. Just today, I was listening to the audiobook of an Ian M. Banks novel. Ian M. Banks, he writes among his many fictional works. He wrote a series called the Culture Series, and it's like 10 books long. Starting with the third one, he really started to do some interesting stuff with, like, how the story is presented, like narrative ordering. Like chapters happening out of order, like you're sort of building a picture of the events that took place, but the moment that you're, like, listening to characters learn about stuff is sort of shifting backwards and forwards in time. It's all very good. And Chrono Cross doesn't have that capability. I don't know if it was the translation or, like, originally it didn't quite make as much, but I don't feel like I'm being told a cohesive story when we interact with Chrono Cross. And
I do think...
Nothing in Fort Dragonia could make up for the fact that the storytelling itself is fundamentally not good. Like, this is like Final Fantasy VIII levels of just bizarre. Like, nothing could happen at any point in Final Fantasy VIII that would suddenly pull it out of the fire, because it would still be being written by the same people after any type of event you tried to insert somewhere in the story.
Now that you mention it, it does kind of remind me about FF8 quite a bit. I do definitely think, like, I don't fully understand what is happening in this game. And I think that's intentional, but I don't think I'm feeling it.
I think when you give the player as many choices as we have been presented, not allowing the player to understand the consequences of their actions in any meaningful way for as long as we have not understood the consequences of our actions is a poor decision. Like, are we going to go forward? The French Harlequin wanted to know. And it's like, sure. What does it mean to go forward or back? If I had said no, would I have just turned around? Like, what the heck? Like, okay. So at the end of famous game Final Fantasy VII, everyone's like, are you ready to go into the crater where we have to kill the last dude or die trying? Then yeah, you can understand. Oh, we have to kill the last dude or die trying. That's the stakes of this dialogue option. And it's very clear, you know? I want a little more clarity.
Yeah.
I mean, because if I don't understand what any of my decisions are, why are you giving me the decision at all? Like, you could be asking Surge something and then, like, show a scene where Surge is thinking and then, like, Surge resolves, but, like, the player doesn't make that decision. Like, there's a lot of games. In Chrono Trigger, there's... Oh, you see the Day of Lavos, and then Luca and Marl react to it. And you don't get to say what their reactions are. Their reactions are decided for you by the story. And they say, we're going to fix this. And that's your goal. And then Chrono has nothing to do but agree with Luca and Marl that this is our goal now. This is what we're doing. So there's a difference between... Am I making sense?
Yes. You are absolutely making sense.
Tell me my goal, or tell me what my decision is. But don't tell me that there are two options and I don't get to know which is important. Okay. Well, that was a long rant. Should we call it quits for now?
Yeah.
Okay. Listeners, viewers, we love you all. We just don't love Chrono Cross.
But we will complete Fort Dragonia.
There's at least one more Chrono Cross episode in the future. And after that, I can't
time
say.
Will tell. Okay. Time will tell.
Time will tell.
Time will tell.
Who's to say? Okay.
We talked about so many games during this. So I was like, I've heard good things about Chained Echoes, too. Throw that on the pile.
The game other than Cosmic Star Heroine that I think would fit would be Planescape Torment, which I would love to play with someone else. And I just sort of guide around, but you make the dialogue options and sort of develop the path and stuff. I think that would be good.
That is intriguing. That is very intriguing.
Very and it's a game with a lot of decisions, but you are, I think, able to comprehend the general nature of most of the choices that you're making in that game. So,
but will I understand the true nature of a man?
Well, you might find out what can change the nature of a man.
Mm.
You might. I don't want to make any promises. Okay, I'm going to hit stop recording.